Yes, good evening. My name is Tony calling from Opinion Research, a national polling firm, and we're conducting a poll about politics and issues in Tampa, Florida. Are you currently registered to vote in the city of Tampa?
Yeah, I'm a registered voter.
Okay, sir, and are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, or Independent?
Democrat.
Okay, thank you. All right, sir, you know, and this upcoming March, Tampa will hold elections for city council and mayor. How likely are you to vote in these elections? Would you say very likely to vote, somewhat likely to vote, or not too likely to vote?
Oh, I will vote.
Okay. Okay, and just for qualification purposes, what is your age? Are you between 18 to 29?
No.
18 to 39, 40 to 54, 55 to 64, or up, you know, over 65?
Over 65.
All right, thank you. All right, sir, and how did you vote in the recent November 2022 election? By mail, early in person, or on election day?
Mail in.
Okay, by mail, all right. All right, and under new Florida law, you know, people who voted by mail in previous elections no longer receive a mail ballot, but, you know, for the next upcoming election automatically. You must ask to receive one. Knowing this, how likely are you to request a mail ballot, you know, from the Hillsborough Supervisor of Elections for the upcoming March 2023 election for mayor? Would you say very likely to request a ballot, somewhat likely to request a ballot, or not likely at all?
I get it automatically mailed to me.
No, like I said, they're not gonna be doing that anymore. You have to do it by yourself. You know, you have to do it yourself. They no longer receive a mail bailout, you know, for the next upcoming election automatically.
I guess I have to request one. Yeah.
Would that be very likely to request a ballot or somewhat likely?
Very likely.
Okay. Okay, sir. Now, in general, do you think the state of Tampa is headed in the right direction or in the wrong direction?
In the right direction.
Okay. All right, and do you feel the growth and development Tampa experiencing is more a good thing or a bad thing?
A good thing.
All right. Okay, as things stand now, how would you vote to reelect Jane Castor as the mayor of Tampa, or would you vote for someone new to replace her?
I would vote for her.
Okay. All right, and in general, which of the following candidates in the upcoming March City Council races would you choose? One who works with Mayor Castor to pass her agenda, or one who opposes Mayor Castor, you know, on nearly every one of her programs, and instead of says the City Council should have more power?
Should the City Council have more power?
Which one would you choose? One who works with Mayor Castor to pass her agenda, or one who opposes Mayor Castor or nearly every one of her programs, you know, and instead of says the city council should have more power?
I would support her in what she's doing, but as far as this, the city council having more power over the mayor, that I'm not sure.
So you would choose one who worked with Mayor Castor to pass her agenda, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. All right, sir. And which of the following do you feel is the most important issue or problem facing the city of Tampa today? Flooding and streets, you know, and the threat of sea level rise, traffic congestion and condition of the streets, crime and public safety, too much city government spending, jobs in the economic development, or affordable housing?
Well, first of all, affordable housing, that's number one.
Okay. Which one would be your second choice?
Transportation would be number two. Affordable housing would be one.
All right.
Transportation would be number two.
Okay. All right, sir. And next, tell me if you have a favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion of each of the following. Okay, here's the first one. Lynn Hartek.
Lynn Hartek.
Yes.
I never heard of her.
Okay, Joseph Citro.
I've heard of him, but what is this? They run for city council?
Well, they got different. They don't say nothing here. What they run, they just want to know if you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of them. If you know them.
No, I don't know them, and I've heard of Joe Citro, but I don't know anything about him.
Oh, okay. What about Bob Enriquez?
Don't know anything about him.
Orlando Goods.
Goods?
Yes.
I don't know him personally, but I guess he will be a little favorable.
Somewhat favorable?
Yeah, somewhat.
Okay, what about Janet Cruz?
I've heard of her. Slightly favorable.
Somewhat unfavorable or somewhat favorable?
Somewhat favorable.
All right. Joe Biden.
Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Okay, Jane Castor.
Favorable.
Sandy Merman.
I've heard of that name, but I don't know much about her.
Okay, Sean Shaw.
I've heard about him, somewhat favorable.
Okay. Ron DeSantis.
Ron DeSantis. I would say somewhat favorable.
Okay.
Somewhat.
Bill Carlson.
Never heard of him.
And Guido Maniscalco.
Never heard of him either.
Okay. Thank you. All right, sir. And, next, Mark, which candidate would you vote if you have to vote in the election for mayor and city council today? Okay. For mayor would be Jane Castor and Bill Carlson. Which one would you vote for if the elections were held today?
Jane Castor.
City Council District 1, okay, Sanja P. Brookings, Joseph Citro, Alan Clendendin, and Chase Harrison.
Sanja Brookings.
Okay, Sanja Brookings. Okay, what about City Council District 3? Janet Cruz, Gwendolyn Henderson, Lynn Hartek, and Jose Vasquez.
Janet Cruz.
Janet Cruz. Okay, and City Council District 5, Orlando Goods, Cornelius Hamilton, Evelyn McBride, and Jeffrey L. Rose.
Orlando Goods.
Orlando Goods. Okay. Thank you, sir. All right, sir, now using a scale from excellent, good, or not so good, or poor, okay, can you rate the job Mayor Jane Castor is doing on each of the following? Working to make Tampa a stronger community and great place to live and raise family. Would you say excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
Good.
Okay, being physically responsible and careful with taxpayer money.
Repeat that again.
Being physically responsible and careful with taxpayers' money. Would that be excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
Good.
Okay, working on affordable housing.
Good.
Working for fairness and opportunity for people of all races, backgrounds in Tampa.
Good.
Bringing in new jobs and growing the economy.
Good.
Fighting crime and keeping Tampa's streets safe.
Need improvement.
Not so good or poor?
Not so good.
Okay, rebuilding the city's water and sewer pipes and infrastructure system.
I would say
excellent, good, not so good, or poor.
I would say good.
Okay. All right, sir. We pretty much finished with this survey. I only have a couple of statements I'm going to read to you. Next, here are some statements the city, the critics of Mayor Jen Caster have made recently. Okay, please rate me if it causes you to definitely not vote for her, probably not vote for her, or it makes no difference in your support for her. Okay, here's the first one. She bullied the city council into accepting her choice of police chief, who then had to, you know, resign recently amid a scandal. Would you say, after hearing that, would you definitely not vote for her, probably not vote for her, or makes no difference on your decision to vote for her?
For Jane, for the mayor?
Yes.
I guess it wouldn't make no difference.
Okay. Jane Caster policies as police chief and mayor had led to an increase in crime. Would that definitely not vote for her, probably not vote for her, or makes no difference on your vote?
It won't make no difference.
Okay, she has continued to promote racial policies that embarrasses the city, including renting while black, okay, that caused hundreds of low-income black renters to be evicted after police arrested them, but before they were even tried or found guilty. After hearing that, would you definitely not vote for her, probably not vote for her, or makes no difference on your vote?
Probably not.
Okay, probably not. Okay, Mayor Caster is using $100 million of taxpayer money to build a new, city office building without a competitive bidding process. Would that make you definitely not vote for her, probably not vote for her, or no difference?
Won't make a difference with me.
Okay, Mayor Caster pushed a $6 billion water recycling plan that some call toilet to tap and has been criticized for, a lack of transparency, possibly raising water bills and possibly putting our water supply at risk. Would that make you definitely not vote for her, probably not vote for her, or makes no difference?
Wouldn't vote for her.
Okay, definitely not or probably not?
Probably not.
Okay. Thank you, sir. All right, and okay, now here's some statements, that supporters of Mayor Jen Caster may make as to why they think she should be reelected when, her current term is up in 2023. Rate your reaction to each as very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative. Okay, under Mayor Jen Caster, Tampa has become one of America's top cities with a strong community pride and great championship boat parades. Would you say that's very positive, somewhat positive, or neutral, or negative on your behalf?
Concerning parade?
Yes, championship boat parade.
Oh, positive.
Okay, very or just somewhat positive?
Somewhat positive.
Okay, Jen Katcher has an open, accessible style, you know, as the city leader. She's known for always being out, you know, in the community, bringing City Hall to every neighborhood, listening to people's concerns and caring. Very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Somewhat positive.
Okay, as a former police chief and now as a mayor, Jen Katcher knows how to keep our community safe by fighting crime, reducing the violent crime rate, increasing the police presence in neighborhoods, taking illegal guns off the street, and expanding police body cameras. Would that make it very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Somewhat positive.
Somewhat positive. Okay, as mayor, Jen Katcher continues to dedicate funding for the housing affordability crisis and uses city-owned land to build new low-cost single and multifamily affordable homes. Would that make it very positive, somewhat neutral, or negative?
Somewhat positive.
Somewhat positive. Okay, Jen Katcher is a take-charge leader who tackles, you know, the top problems and gets things done. She is successfully taking on rebuilding Tampa's aging water and sewer pipe system. Would you say it's very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Somewhat positive.
Okay, Jen Katcher is focused on clean, affordable, safe neighborhoods and high quality of life that makes Tampa a great place for families to raise kids. Very positive, somewhat neutral, or negative?
Somewhat positive.
Okay, Mayor Katcher is making Tampa a safe place to walk, bike, and get around by installing sidewalks and crosswalks near schools, expanding, you know, the Riverwalk, and adding 21 miles of bike lane. Would you say that's very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Very, very positive.
Very positive. Okay, and the last one says, Mayor Katcher is working to lift up every neighborhood by building new parks, renovating and upgrading existing parks, adding more youth programming, and increasing pre-K childcare options. Would that make it very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Very positive.
Very positive. Okay, sir, thank you very much. Like I said, we pretty much towards the end. After hearing all this information about her, would you vote to reelect Jen Katcher as mayor of Tampa, or would you vote for someone else, you know, someone new to replace her?
I would vote for her.
Okay, vote to reelect. Okay, sir, thank you. All right, and lastly, a few more statements about the record of a candidate for city council, okay? Please rate each one makes you definitely vote against that candidate, probably vote against them, or does not matter to you, okay? Has led a power grab to shift power away, you know, from the mayor and to city council in an attempt to give himself more opportunity to help his private company clients benefit from city actions. Would you definitely vote against, probably vote against, or does not matter?
Doesn't matter.
Okay, he can't do the job he was elected to do because he's more concerned with making money off a lucrative city deals. When he does show up for work, he has to abstain from voting, you know, more times than all the rest of the city council members combined because of conflicts of interest. Would that definitely make you vote against, probably vote against, or does not matter?
Doesn't matter.
Okay, refuses to disclosure the names of his long list of paying clients who stand to benefit from, you know, from his city council actions and contracts. Would that make you definitely vote against, probably vote against, or does not matter?
Doesn't matter.
Okay, he voted against funding the police and firefighters and crime-fighting measures that keep our community safe. Would that make you definitely vote against, probably vote against, or does not matter?
Doesn't matter.
Okay, and the last one says he created decisions and divisions by making false accusations and perpetrating unsustaining conspiracy theories rather than working with his colleagues to address our community needs. Okay, that would that make you definitely vote against, probably vote against, or does not matter?
Vote against.
Probably or definitely? What against?
Definitely.
Okay. All right, sir. Now just a few questions for qualification purpose. Okay, do you consider yourself to be Cuban ancestry or not?
African American. I'm kind of mixed. I'm African American mixed with Cuban, but I'm more
okay,
African.
Do you consider yourself to be Cuban ancestry or not? Yes or no? I mean, that's, you know, whatever you want.
African-American.
Okay. All right. All right, so do you consider yourself to be Hispanic or Latino ancestry or no, right? You said no. Okay.
No.
And the last one says, do you consider yourself to be either African-American or black? So, yes.
African-American.
Okay. All right, sir. And how long have you lived in Tampa? Would you say from 0 to 10 years, 11 to 20, 21 to 30 years, or 30 years or more, or born here a native?
I'm a born native Tampa.
Okay. All right, sir. All right, well, this was the last question, sir. This concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your time and participation. Okay, you have a great evening, sir. Appreciate your help.
Okay.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.